Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. On today's episode, you are how you eat. And today we are going to explore, does personalities really reflect your eating habits? But first, the intro.
I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't, then you'll be a pawn while they play. I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired.
Today we welcome Monica and Knees to the studio.
Hi, everyone.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend Danny Davila.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
This all seems very familiar. Monica, so you're the genesis for the show. Now tell us your idea for the episode.
Okay, so my idea for the episode was actually based off of, especially with COVID and everything, got onto the online dating. I was flirting with this guy one day and we were just talking about, you know, what the first date would be, or he recommended that I should come over and grab some pizzas. So I thought to myself, well, what kind of pizza do you eat? So I asked him and he said, and I kind of, from what I gathered from him already, I figured he would throw me out a complete meat lover's pizza, which he did. Mm-hmm. And so when he told me this, I said, well, I guess we're going to have to get 2 separate pizzas because I go a completely different route. And it's, you know, mm-hmm. I was able to kind of go ahead and predict, based upon his personality, what kind of pizza he was going to order. And that just kind of set the flow for the idea for the show.
Yeah, okay. you messaged me and I love that idea. And we can all imagine, you know, being, we all serve tables at one point or another, Monica.
Hey, I put in my time. 15,
you did.
15 solid.
And I truly believe that, you know, personality and how you eat are linked. You can kind of tell who's going to be, you know, really picky with what they're going to have or how they want it and things like that, how you order. And then we're always judging people here.
Right.
You know, that's
true.
Yeah. So we're going to go through the different styles of eaters and then we're going to pick out their personalities and see how that rolls for us. And actually we're going to so later in the show, Monica sent us some personality tests. Food personality tests.
Yeah.
Food personality tests. And we'll reveal to the listeners each of our food personality results. And it was really quick. So I'll put a link of in the show notes if you guys want to take it. I think it was kind of fun. And we've all had the slow eaters at our table. What kind of personality do you think the slow eaters have, really?
So generally speaking, I would say the slow eater personalities they are the talkers, actually.
That's true.
I was going to go one route. They could be just, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm doing any gentrification, but they could be at the end stages where they don't have to worry about time so much. So they get to enjoy it. They could also be from a different culture where you take a little bit of a slower time. But also, obviously, I think they're the talkers.
They're the talkers because if you're eating, you can't talk.
Yeah.
And I think what takes them the most time is that they take one bite and then they do a whole dissertation.
Yes. And then they take another bite.
Yeah. Can you even eat cold food?
No.
I cannot eat cold food.
Guilty. Guilty, yeah. Guilty, guilty.
You and your soggy cereal.
I do.
And your cold food. Your warm cereal and your cold food. What is up with that? Come on, tighten up. So I was on Buzzsprout doing research for the show, and it was a pretty cool article on this. And they say that the slow eaters, they want to enjoy every minute of their lives. So that might be something to what you said, Monica.
Okay.
You know, and they have poor time management.
Again, guilty.
And they tend to be slow in life. Wait. You're telling us that you're a slow eater?
I do. Especially working in restaurants, I don't feel like we get to sit down and enjoy meals so often. We're always working while we eat.
Yeah.
So when I sit down with my family, I am that annoying person that wants to sit and enjoy the time with my family and talk. And I will take a bite and have a little conversation.
I never noticed that about you.
I enjoy the moment.
And how long have you been waiting tables before you flew to coop? Before
15
you
got years.
Out? Ooh, that's a good amount of time. Yeah. You did put your time in.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And so the opposite, what about the fast eater?
Fast eaters on a mission, or they were one of many children.
Okay. I see daddy kind of. What do you think, Danny?
I guess a little bit of both, sure.
Yeah? I mean, I have them in my notes here. I can imagine the fast eater is all about business. You know, they're task-driven, I would think. You know, task-driven. They have a task in front of them. They're going to get it done.
Complete the task.
And then, see, I don't mind talking, but I'll talk after. I'm not a particularly fast eater, but I lean towards fast. I just have nothing to say when I'm eating.
It's time to eat when it's time to eat.
It's time to eat and I want it hot. I can't eat cold food unless it's supposed to be cold.
So are we more annoyed as servers when we have that table that takes forever because they're talking while they eat? Or are we more annoyed by that table who eats fast and then sits for an extra hour doing nothing except talking?
Equally the same.
Equally the same? Okay.
Because you might have one at each. You might have the same. You might have different. You might have the same, but at the different. You know what I mean? One of each of the table.
Well, it doesn't matter. If you're taking up the time, you're taking up the time. You're taking up the table, I mean.
True.
So I don't care if you eat fast and then talk or talk in the middle. I'm not sitting there. I just want you to go. However you get
you are guilty. You are.
You're guilty and you got to go. And so the Buzzsprout article says that fast eaters tend to be competitive and they meet deadlines and they're usually ahead of schedule.
Okay.
I could definitely see that.
That makes sense.
Definitely.
All right. Getting on to the picky eater.
The picky eater.
Now, I think that you can mistake particular people because when you're out to dinner, you want this, know that, stuff like that, and it's just your preference. But some people are just picky, and I'm thinking of a picky eater as they just don't veer off of, you know, what's tried and true for them. Would you agree with that? Like, let's talk about what a picky eater means before we start bashing these people.
Yeah, a picky eater, I would say for sure, is somebody who they know that, yeah, they like things a certain way and mm-hmm. they don't want to veer from it.
Yeah, I agree. I think I would define a picky eater as, how is that? Ooh, I always get the salmon here, but you know what? I'm just going to get the salmon.
Right.
You know, that's picky because they've been there a couple of times. They've narrowed it down. They don't want it just a plain salmon with nothing else. They just don't want to veer off of their tracks as far as like, oh, or the kid comes in. Oh, he only eats chicken fingers. He doesn't eat anything else.
Definitely the hard to please person.
Mm.
The person that no matter even if you do it exactly how they asked for it, they're going to find something wrong with it. Mm, maybe they focus more on the negative.
That makes the sense.
Right, yeah, the picky eater? Oh, yeah.
Picky mm-hmm. eater, yeah. According to the article, they are safe in their comfort zone.
Okay.
And I learned a new word as I was doing research. It's called neophobia.
The fear of something new.
Boom. You took Latin, didn't you? I don't even know if Neo is Latin, but it's an extreme or irrational fear or dislike for the new or unfamiliar. Yeah.
Neophobia.
I love learning new words. I think I'm going to start posting like new words now.
Why not?
Why not?
I love learning.
Smells like burning.
Now, the organizer is the eater that doesn't let their food touch. They spin the plate around when they're eating. Their mashed potatoes can't touch their you know, their meatloaf.
Ooh.
The gravy on the side, this on the side, this on a separate plate. Do you know my daughter? She eats only one thing at a time.
So like if it was like a Thanksgiving plate, she would eat all the mashed potatoes before moving to the green beans.
Yeah.
Before moving to
She deconstructs sandwiches. Like you'll mash it all together, but she'll eat the cheese, the bread, the this, the that, and just eats the one thing at a time.
Really? Yeah. Every time?
Every time. Unless it's like unrecognizable, you know, homogenized.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a plate of food, she's eating like, you know, she'll eat the rice. and then it's like, it's interesting.
That is.
What about with like rice and beans?
She won't necessarily separate the beans out. She'll eat the rice and beans because that's just one thing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. But she won't like pick the beans out. I think that's a little laborious, but you know. And so, yeah, the organizers tend to be planners and controlling. And I've definitely seen people like that at the restaurant.
Yeah, I would say they usually have high intelligence. I have to like, I would definitely see that they have a different, their brain,
their thought pattern is different. Yeah,
their brain is obviously operating.
They're moving
on a different
it all the
wavelength.
Time.
maybe high intelligence isn't the, you know, the right wording for it, but yeah, definitely.
I can only imagine like Steve Jobs,
right?
Like who used to just wear the same thing over and over again. It's probably like you know, an organizer.
It's like a cartoon character, like Charlie Brown.
Yeah, he always wears that chevron shirt or whatever that style is called. You know, that's true. Fred Flintstone, they all wear the same shirt all the time. What about the mixer? And the mixer is a person that has to have, you know, in the, let's say the Thanksgiving plate, you have a little bit of turkey, a little bit of gravy, a little bit of mashed potatoes and cranberry all in one bite. You got to mix that up and then take it.
I like that.
I do that all the time, actually.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, so what do you think? Why do you think Danny, what can we draw from his personality from being the mixer type eater?
He's eclectic.
He likes he's
a little bit of everything. Maybe can't decide on one solid, like maybe agreeable. I don't know.
Oh, look at you.
Is that what that means?
Somebody who's agreeable.
They're usually friendly. They're multitaskers and they're usually outgoing.
I would say that's Danny to a T for sure.
I can't wait to go on a date and start like analyzing people's food patterns.
At the end, it comes down to how they tip. So
that's, oh my God.
That says the most about your personality.
That says everything. But as a man, I'm probably going to be paying.
For sure. True.
Yeah. So I got to wait till like the fifth date or something.
Do you mind if the girl looks at the check? I try not to. Sorry, I know we're going on.
I kind of require it.
Yeah.
If she looks at the check?
I want to reach. I want you to feign interest in paying the check. You're not going to pay it. But it's like, oh, no, let me do the alligator. Like, and I say, no, I got it. You know,
you don't have to
look at it, but you want to pretend
that
you might just get this. You know, no problem. A full on fight for the check. I'm there. I'm good for that. I'm down for that. That's aces in my book. I'm still going to pay. How many times, let's say you go out with a girl 4 or 5 times. How many times before you start paying or you pay?
You're asking a girl or you're asking me?
I'm asking a girl.
I'm traditional. I mean, I like to put in for the smaller things. Like if we're going to have dinner and you are the gentleman and you make it very well known that you're going to be taking care of dinner while we go get coffee or dessert, I'm going to slip in on that one and at least do my part. You know, I'm going to be a partner, but I'm first date, you want to pay? Absolutely. But I'm traditional.
No, like first date, second date, third date, fourth date.
Oh, like when is it okay for me to start?
Yes.
Well, for example, I paid last night for dinner. I had a gentleman friend who took me out a couple nights ago. Very nice dinner. And then last night I just said, hey, it was my turn. I don't know if there's a certain amount of days for that.
What do you think?
Me?
Are you with us?
No, I pay all the time. I feel
no,
like.
No, you're a guy. I'm okay. Just saying, like, what's your expectations?
Oh, I mean, as long as they, you know, it doesn't, I'm not going to let them pay regardless. So as long as they let me know.
So forever, like first date, second date, third date, they're always, you're always paying?
Most likely.
I want to date you.
But like you said, I mean, if they offer, but the offer has to be there immediately. Does that make sense?
No, it makes
sense. And that almost triggers that character where, yeah, if you do it originally, I'm probably going to pay after that. Like, that's just, you know what I mean? But if you don't, then maybe second or third date.
Okay. I'll pay first, second, and third. Third, I'm like, kind of like, and you never reached. If you didn't reach in the first place, I
that's what I'm saying. If you don't reach, it's not.
Yeah. If you don't offer.
Yeah.
You know.
Like, I got this or anything. No. But if you do, especially on the first date, then we're all in. We're most likely all in at that point. I mean, not all in, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. You ain't getting the fourth one. You know, insist.
Okay, we're gonna reel this back in.
Oh yeah, we're sorry gonna about reel that. It out. I'm thinking like,
I'm trying to figure out who's paying for dinner tonight. That's all I'm trying to figure out right now.
Well, I guess I'm paying. First date. Now, this one's kind of easy. The adventurous eater, they'll try anything type of thing, you know? Like, you know, hey, we have, you know, ostrich balls on the menu.
Oh, you no. Know, that's no, you. I'm not with all that, but yeah.
Yeah, no. It's like usually fun. They're risk takers. You know, they're down for, you know. Yeah, I'll try that. That's easy, though. That's easy. And
I mean, there's certain things you will try. I just don't, you know, there's the crate, like, that didn't even sound right to me. So, yeah, I wouldn't try that.
I usually wouldn't try, you know, the Rocky Mountain oysters and stuff like that. No.
You know, so, I mean, I guess it has to have the kind of realm that maybe that you're into, right? Is trying new things or is it just trying crazy things?
Crazy things.
Oh, yeah. Adventurous. No, I'm not that
yeah,
good.
Yeah. The adventurous thing.
Not even close.
Yeah. You know, like, yeah, we got these elephant trunks, you know.
Yeah, no.
No.
Were you the one that found that shop that had all the crazy stuff in it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yep. I thought that was Monica. Yes.
Yep,
yeah, she's very young. Yeah. She's into that crazy shit.
That is my spot. Over Miami Lakes, I got my little bodega.
Yo, she's like, they got this and they got that. And
Yeah,
I remember that. I remember that conversation.
Yeah, I was having to commit to a 5-pound bag of kangaroo meat.
Yo, I was like,
kangaroo meat.
I didn't get it. I would regret not getting it, but
okay.
It was really lean, and I was really into my fitness at the time.
I cannot imagine a kangaroo has an ounce of fat on them. You ever see that Jack Kangaroo, bro?
Yeah, the show. Yeah, the movie.
The movie.
Yeah.
The real life kangaroo. No, that's like it looks. It looks like. It looks like a bodybuilder, basically.
I was thinking about Kangaroo Jack, the movie, when you said the Jack Kangaroo. I was like, it was. Oh. I flipped it in my head. I was like, the movie? What do you mean?
Did I say Kangaroo Jack?
No. You said Jack Kangaroo, and I went.
Jacked.
Yeah, and I thought, and I'm thinking Kangaroo Jack.
Kangaroo like the Jack was a terrible movie.
Okay, but they had a kangaroo in it, and that's all. I was like, is that what he's talking about?
No.
I brought something into work one day, right? From that place?
I don't remember.
I think I did one day, maybe.
From the bodega?
A good little spot.
Yeah, I'm gonna pass on the kangaroo meat. So I guess this is different than the organizer. It's the eat one thing at a time people.
Your daughter?
Yes, my daughter for sure.
Okay.
This says that they tend to be detailed oriented and they think things through carefully.
I think that's a good thing for you.
Yeah.
That says,
yeah. I've yet to see it, but, you know.
I think she definitely does those things.
Yeah?
As me looking outside. See, she's your kid. You have a totally different outlook.
You know. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Now we have the loud chewer. Danny over here.
The loud chewer is just loud in general, I think. But I think they have very, very big personalities.
Wow.
Just Danny, threw me out of the bus. Danny over here. You are a loud chewer. They are extroverted, friendly, and they never worry.
Oh. Okay.
And the, I guess this one's me. The carefully prepare food person.
Okay.
They tend to be forward thinking and organized, and they're big dreamers.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
Okay. Now, also Danny.
There's more.
The eat off your plate guy. Monica.
Guilty.
We were at the Parrot years ago, and Danny's such an eat off the plate person. He was sitting next to a stranger talking, like his back is almost to her, like just angled away and eating her fries off her plate. You remember that?
No.
Oh my gosh, it was hilarious. She was like, what are you doing?
I don't remember that. That's quality though. Hey, this guy has taken some things away from people's plates as well.
That's a whole other story. I was a different person back then.
Oh, I even put it in a movie. Okay, that's how that epic confidence. It was.
That was a confession. Maybe we'll tell that story out there one day.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We definitely should.
Yeah, it's a great story. The eat off the plate person is possessive and rarely are told no.
They are possessive because that's they eat off of somebody else's plate?
According to this article, yes.
I would feel like the opposite would be that. Like the person who like doesn't let anybody touch their food. I'm throwing this at Marlon this time.
I know. I saw the jab. She likes to save me at times.
It's me. And that's actually the next one.
Wow.
The never shares food person.
Yeah. We had this conversation multiple times on multiple shows.
So Marlon, tell us what that card says about you.
It's actually spot on. They like their independence and they guard their individuality.
Okay.
Yeah. That's me.
Definitely.
That's so fucking fun. Oh.
Oh.
Beep. And so that brings us to, you know, there is also the flavors that can really categorize people's personalities. And we'll go through that and then we'll wrap up the food personality test.
Oh, set for us?
Set for all of us. And at the end of the show. So people that enjoy spicy flavors, they're said to be adventurous. They enjoy taking risks. They're high sensation seeking people and they're willing to try new things. And Danny, you self-reported that, you know, you like a little spicy.
I do. I do like a little spicy. Yeah.
Yeah. Like a little spicy. I'm not that big on spicy.
How about like you, Monica, with your adventurous personality?
Oh, I like to sweat sometimes during a meal. I mean, it just, but I like the heat to have flavor. It has to have flavor. Yeah. Just the, like, hot to be hot.
Yeah, hot to be hot is just not, yeah, no, it's not
fun.
Yeah, agreed.
I definitely need, you know, I need that fun flavor, that bold, that fun.
What about sweet? Do you like sweet?
I do like sweet. I get in spurts of sweet. There's very few flavors I don't like. Salty is just one that I'm not particularly ever been on. I don't ever salt my food.
Okay.
By any means.
Wow. I feel like everybody probably salts their food, but just not you.
Not me.
You salt your food, Dan?
I don't put like direct salt on it. I put like seasoning, like other salts. You know what I mean? Like seasoning salts.
Oh, that's direct salt. That's that's like the first ingredient. You ever look at seasoning?
Yeah, I know.
It's like salt, and then they have all that other crap.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't add more salt, like on top of it.
Gotcha. Like individual, like, yeah, you know, salt shaker or salt grinder type of thing. And sweet, you know, people that may enjoy the chocolates and the sweets are willing to help others. They are agreeable, compassionate. On the downside, they may be seen as vulnerable and emotional. And then you don't like, and Monica doesn't really care for the salty, but they are said to be ambitious and motivated, and although the downside is that they may be overworked. And we have two more, the citrus and bitter.
Okay, so.
Who here likes citrus?
Love citrus.
Love some citrus.
Hmm. Those who enjoy the tangy flavors always think before they act, which opens the doors that for overthinking on the downside and anxiousness. You're an overthinker?
At times.
Hmm. Oh.
What?
No, I'm definitely.
Oh, we know you are.
Yeah. You don't even have to raise your hand on that one. Don't even have to raise your hand on that one. We got you pegged. And what about the bitter?
No,
here too. What about you?
I drink my espresso like just straight up, no sugar. Would that be considered like a bitter?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
My.
What about what's that? That thing I used to call rusty doorknob.
A rusty nail?
No. It's Campari.
I think it tastes
like rusty doorknob. Do you care for a Campari?
I do not care for Campari, no.
Okay. That's definitely... I don't say it's in the bitter family, but it's not, you know... I don't even understand how Campari is a thing. I loathe it. I don't even understand it.
I'm still trying to understand Galliano. At least Galliano is better tasting, though, in my eyes. But I still like citrus, so...
Yeah, I don't remember. Galliano's a bitter?
I don't think so. No, it's a sweet. I was just thinking
it's just
about
odd sweet.
Old school like drinks that are still you're still
around. That one dusty bottle of Galliano.
Or Drambuie.
Drambuie's not that bad. So the bitter people, so to speak, not really. People who can handle bitter, let's say. They're more likely to try new foods, flavors, and express their opinions. These read like a horoscope almost.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's tell people about our food test. I'm definitely, like I said before, we're going to wrap it up on this, but we're going to
post. Let's talk about it.
We're going to post the food personality quiz on the in the show notes.
So they can check it out and do it for themselves?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Fa show.
Getting that for show. For show. Am I going first? You going first?
You're going first.
I'm going first?
Yeah.
Why do I got to go first?
You don't have to go first.
I get out of the way.
Oh.
Who's on first?
Me.
Oh, well, I just want to say, so just so everybody knows which test to look for, the question is, can we guess your personality based on the food you eat? So that's
the basis. Is this the Play Buzz one?
Yes.
We're looking at. Okay. Okay. The Play Buzz one.
Danny, go first.
I don't want to, but I'll do it anyways. All right. It says, I am an ambitious powerhouse. You are extremely driven and goal-oriented. You are very productive and always busy, which explains why you are such a fast eater. You have a tendency to be impatient, so you shove your food down as fast as you can. This way you can quickly finish your plate and do something more important.
That's you. They got you. You're a fast talker.
Yeah, I talk a little fast.
When I do the when I do the little clips for the show and I'm doing the subtitles and stuff, he gobbles his words.
It's like a pikey in that movie Snatch or whatever.
Yeah, like Busta Rhymes over here. He's murdering it. And our guest, Monica.
So, I am an adventurous explorer. I am energetic, lively, and daring. You are always looking for the next gastronomic adventure. You would try anything someone offers to you. When it comes to food and probably other areas of life, you are a thrill seeker and a risk taker. You love to step out of your comfort zone and are open to new experiences.
How you feel that hits for you?
I feel like that is on the nose. I remember I was telling you the other day how one of my New Year's resolutions is to every week make sure that I can, well, I'm keeping a calendar of everything new I try this year and making sure I have at least one a week, whether it's something food, going to the batting cages like I did a few weeks ago, just all sorts of fun stuff.
Living the life. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Ooh, my phone got clicked off. Okay. I am a careful introvert. You're very detail-oriented and you always think things through thoroughly. You are analytical and contemplative. Your approach to eating and life is quite methodical. You are strategic, task-force planner. You are disciplined with a borderline stubborn tendency to complete it on task before moving on to another. In regards to food, you tend to be a picky eater. You also do a lot of food prep. You pay attention to nutrition, and you're the type who eats one item of food in its entirety before moving on to the next. The only thing they got wrong is the last part.
Yeah, besides, I was about to say, did you write that yourself?
I'm picturing everybody listening to this just going, uh-huh.
They don't know me.
Oh, they got you.
It's kind of funny because
I was like, man, why is it so long? It was long. Yo, they give you the longest explanation I've seen.
What was it? I felt like,
I'm a slow yours reader. Is sideways, right? And it's the same length as my whole thing. And mine is diagonal. I mean, you know what I mean? Like the long way.
I had to wear the glasses plus, like, you know, pinch and zoom. I had to pinch and zoom.
Yeah, way longer than mine.
Well, you know.
It was good, though.
It's the details.
It was pretty spot on.
I think it's interesting. Anybody who knows all three of us, I think, would probably go agree.
You and your food thing making us trying to figure the psychology out on us on this here show here.
What you doing in there? I tell you what.
That's our show, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. We do this for you each and every week. We thank our guest, Monica Anise, for joining and lending her
inside vision.
Her inside vision. Thank you for being here with us. And we'll see you next week, each and every week. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny DeVille. Subscribe.
We'll see you next time.
Later.
We can get through this. We'll be together. I don't mean right now, but girl, I mean forever.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.